Daniel chapter 4. An ordinary man becomes arrogant with his beauty, conceited with his knowledge, and ruthless with his power. Conceited people never hear anything but praise. This chapter and the previous ones show a conceited and arrogant king. He certainly suffered from a mental disorder that conflicted his personality. Do you want to know what some of the symptoms of that disease are? Arrogant people have one or more of these symptoms. They need to be the center of attention. They feel threatened by other proud people. They're often irritated or annoyed and look down on people whom they receive as weak. They always believe they are right. They rarely recognize their own mistakes, trying always to justify them. And they have no respect for other people. The first step in any possible change is to recognize that we have a problem. Unfortunately, this usually happens when we have hit rock bottom, and to hit bottom, you need to go through a traumatic experience in the spiritual terms. It's called brokenness. Sometimes, 7 years pass, as in the case of Nebuchadnezzar. But it can happen in much less or much longer time of span. Pride is one of the great barriers to getting closer to God. David learned the hard lesson and declared, "God, you will not reject a heart that is broken and sorry for its sin." Psalm 51:17. "Lord, correct your vision so that we see ourselves as you see us, for your word tells me that." Don't cherish exaggerated ideas of yourself or your importance, but try to have the same sane estimate of your capabilities by the light of the faith that God has given to you all. Romans 12:3. "That I may see you as you are, holy and majestic, the only wise God, and that also respecting others, show my love for my neighbor."